This is Dr. Joanna Wells coming to you with Moving Beyond the Matrix. So yes, we decided to rename the show. Okay. It's my husband's idea and I really love his idea. And it is moving. We decided to name it, go from Illuminating Minds Radio to Moving Beyond the Matrix. I mean, I love Illuminating Minds as well. I've had that for many, many, many years. But we decided, let's just go beyond, you know, it's not only, well, I mean, it's the same thing. We're still illuminating your mind, right? We're illuminating your head and to raise your consciousness. This is what our show's about. It's all about awareness, raising your consciousness, knowing the truth, and helping you follow your own truth, really, you know, not just listen to us. And hopefully whatever we say, you vibe with it. You see, you vibe with our information. And we talk about the paranormal, conspiracies, the occult, magic as well, and other ways to help you to have a better life and sovereignty. Okay. Sovereignty as well. And no, we're not those sovereign groups. We're not a sovereign group. We are not those hardcore, aggressive adversarial sovereign groups. I'm sorry. I've dealt with many and I don't like dealing with those people at all. So when I say sovereignty, I'm saying maintaining your own sovereignty, spiritually, physically, everything. And I also talk about how to operate on the private side too, you know, with a private trust. And that's what I've been known for many years, helping people to become secured creditors for many years, for about 13 years. And later on during the COVID, I ended up getting my trust set up. Actually, I got my trust set up way before that, but I started offering trust in 2020 is what I was doing. That's what I was doing. And because the trust was able to help me put a stop to child support and my ex-husband's abuse. So I have been known for that, how I put a stop to him, his Freemason group, his family, as well something as powerful an agency as child support. I put a stop to them. And that is a true story. And I live by that every single day. That is a victory that I will not stop telling because it was victorious. And I'm not here to say, oh, stop paying child support. No, I'm not here to say that. You know, if you're paying child support, you're seeing your kids, everything's fine, then you should see your kids. If you're paying child support, you need to see your kids, right? But in this situation with my ex-husband, he didn't want me to see my kids. You know, he threw me out for another woman, and I was very upset about it. So there was a lot of friction, and it was actually absolutely horrible what he did. And this is so many years ago, but I grew from all of that. I grew up from all of that and learned a lot. If it wasn't for that situation, unfortunately, it was heartbreaking. Could have led me to suicide, really, because it was that bad of a painful feeling that I had to deal with for many years. But it helped me to grow and make more sound decisions in who I'm going to marry. More sound decisions. Instead of just running and just marrying somebody, you know, because they can take care of me and whatever. And, you know, learning to love myself was a big aspect because I didn't have much confidence in myself when I was very young. And all that tends to be an issue, how I grew up and everything. And then therefore, I mean, it really influenced in choosing a specific person in my life, and just jumped for it. I was like 21, you know, I was really young and I just jumped. And it was to get away from my parents. You know, they were nuts. They were both driving me nuts. Really. They were driving me nuts and I needed to move on. They were constantly fighting and all that stuff. So, but I learned a lot, you know, my gosh, if I never learned what I know now, I would not been able to share this information with you. So because of that, you know, I'm not here to linger on the pain and the suffering and how he did this to me and, you know, and play victim because, you know, I wasn't totally a victim in all of this. I was an adult. I should have known better, and I should have made better decisions. And I should have listened to my intuition before I stayed with this guy. I was about to not marry him. Something just told me not to. I just didn't trust him. And I should have went with that gut feeling. I didn't. So that's kind of what I get. That's what I got my butt kicked for that. So, listen to your intuition is all I have to say. But anyways, moving beyond the matrix is all about, like I said, raising your consciousness, knowing that we're here, you are here for more, that we're all gods and goddesses in this realm, and we need to take our power back as such. Because there's something that has been running the show, very powerful people that have been running the show, or creatures, might I say. I don't even like to say that they're people or humans, but I believe that that possibly extraterrestrials are running the show, running the realm that we've been living in for thousands of years. And it goes all the way back to the Anunnaki, goes way back. And what we have to do to free ourselves from such corruption of the governments, corruption from these creatures that like to prey on human beings, prey on human flesh, prey on babies, that type of stuff. So by doing that, we have to utilize the power of doing the research and knowing who we really are, who we truly are, and to create our own estates or our own trust, to put our own assets, add our family to it, where we're no longer, our birth certificates are being monetized by them. We're like food for them. I mean, since we came to this realm, that's all we ever are to them. We're complete food to them. So it's taking your power back, knowing who you are, utilizing the power of magic, the occult, or some form of prayer to protect yourself from the unseen world. Okay. And according to David Icke, there is a 4% of light spectrum that we're able to see. But the rest, 96%, is all dark matter. There's a really good book. You need to check it out. I gotta find the title again, but I really need to get his book. I have it on ebook, whatever, on Kindle, but I really need to grab his book again. But it's all about the illusions of this reality that we somehow live in a simulation. And we're not able to see this 96% of darkness. So that's when you start to utilize the power of your psychic ability, your intuition, your gut feeling. Learn the powers of magic, the occult, on how to navigate this realm as well. Okay. That's what we're all about. And a lot of the people that come on my show, they're psychics, they're magicians, whether it's black magician, white magician, doesn't matter. They're very well versed in the occult, and many of them are powerful sovereign people, on how to handle certain situations with specific remedies and all of that too. So it's like something, it's like a mixture of a lot of things, a lot of things, but it's all about the same. Like, people have said, oh no, secure creditor, because I would teach people to become secure creditors for 13 years. That's separate from magic. No, it's not. It's all combined together because you're still utilizing your energy. You're utilizing the power of words. You're utilizing the power of imprinting your energy in these words on printed paper. And I had a, what do you call it? He was a guru, a mentor who was very, very, very intelligent. And he was a forensic investigator. Okay. But it was a forensic auditor investigator. And he taught me how to utilize the power of the words on your documents utilizing certain colors because it has, it carries with it specific frequencies. Because we're led to believe that if you put black text on paper, it's dead. And this is how these de facto courts, they trick you into believing that you're a dead entity because of your birth certificate bond, that you're a walking corporation. So therefore, you must sign every document in black. You sign in black, you're saying that you are an artificial corporation. You're not a sentient living being. And so my mentor taught me from Canada, you know what, when we create these documents, let's infuse them with our energy by writing over them, writing over the text. And there was one that was, it was a power of attorney general. And it took me 3.5 hours to write over that sucker. It was 11 by 17 document. And I was writing in purples and blues and greens, you know, all that stuff. And according to him, he says, when you do that, you're infusing the documents with your energy and with magic. And I'll tell you something very interesting about this guy. He sent me documents. I mean, he mailed it from Canada straight to my house in California at the time. I open it up. He says, I'm not going to tell you anything. Just open, just touch the documents and tell me what you get. Or just read them. And there were the security agreements. And it was all written, like he put infused writing. I mean, he wrote all over each text, okay, or handprinted on them. And I touched it, and I was looking at it, and all of a sudden I felt this wave of heat going down my spine, in the back of my spine. I shit you not, guys. I shit you not. I was like, whoa, and I'm very empathic anyway. I'm a very empathic person. So I was like, what the hell? He goes, now you know how it feels when I send these documents over to the agencies that try to start shit with me, like to the creditors. And I go, are you freaking kidding me? So he turned these documents into magic. That's what he did. Magical documents. See, his wife was a Shinto priestess from Japan, or is a Shinto priestess from Japan. So he's a Canadian white guy, right? But he married a Shinto priestess from Japan, and she's extremely magical as well. And again, he was a forensic auditor, and so he was a magical person. He was into account science, and he taught me so much. He really did, for a few years, on how to handle certain agencies in utilizing the power of magic into your documents. You know, I never met anyone like that before in my life. So, and I'll tell you, it was pretty freaking powerful. You can use magic in everything. And you can use, you know, you can use sigils on your documents, whatever, seals on your documents, whatever you got to do, you can do that. You have the power to do whatever the hell you got to do. You see, it's just remembering who you are. You know, we're magical beings. Computer, I think. I'm sorry. I was looking for something. We're magical beings. And that's what our show's about. We're just here to help you to remember who the frick you are. You know, it's to illuminate your mind, know who you are, know that you're a magician, know that you're magical. You know, we were listening to Alex Collier last night. It was so freaking awesome. I love listening to him. He was a contactee for the Andromedan, extraterrestrial race. And he said something very interesting that stuck with me for many years. And he said that one of his mentors that was an Andromedan used to ask him, why would you pay for a planet that you are born in? And he said that stuck with him for the rest of his life. And it haunted him because he thought about it. Why do I have to pay for a planet that I am born on? Like that's a good question. You know what I mean? And thank you so much for showing up on my live show, guys. Appreciate you. Thank you. And he's right. Morinne was right. Why the hell do we have to pay for a planet that we were born on? But unfortunately, this is the realm we live on right now. And we are going through a lot. And it takes time to be smart, to be illuminated, to wake up. And it can take years for that. And they know this. The Anunnaki knew this. And they put something in our DNA where we can only live up to like 120 years, maybe 200 max if you're lucky, if you really want to live that long. But they put some type of blockers on our DNA. And this is what Billy Carson was talking about. I love watching his stuff, by the way. He's really cool. I got both his books. He talks about the Anunnaki. He's on Gaia and all that stuff. But anyway, he says that they put blockers on us where we cannot age anymore. And the reason why is because when you age, you become more wiser. So here I am, 48 years old. When I got started learning about secure creditor stuff, I was just a young 33-year-old young girl. And I didn't know what the hell hit me. It was like, whoa, blew my mind. And then, you know, I created SovereignWarriors.ning.com. I brought in a lot of people. You know, I was really popular at the time, very popular at the time. But I was just so young, so kind of naive. You know what I mean? And then when you get older, you know, like in your 40s, and then you look back, you're like, damn, I know so much now compared to if I could just go back in time with the knowledge that I have now and go back to when I was in my 30s or when I was 28, when I had to deal with that little maggot ex-husband of mine, the first one, man, the amazing things I would be able to do. I'm sure you guys think the same thing, right? Like, damn, if I woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, and it just kicks you in the ass, right? But when you think about it, it takes time to really awaken. Because with that, it's not just knowledge, it's not just reading books, even though I'm a freaking book reader and a writer, I am an author of 7 books. You have to experience life. You have to get out there and experience life to the fullest. And with that experience, you learn a lot. You know, you're able to create your own little reality with it, you know, and know what you cannot do anymore, what you have to be careful from doing. You know, what choices to make. You start to make better decisions in your life and you become your own little philosopher, you know? So I figured, you know, I think I'm one of the only ones. I'm not saying I am the only one, but I think I'm one of the only ones who kind of merges the secure creditor, foreign agent, sovereignty with magic and the occult. I think I'm the only one who does that. I mean, even if I am or I'm not, it's fine, you know, because many of these other groups, a lot of them are very Christian based, very Yahweh based, and they like to mix the Yahwehism into their documents. I mean, which is fine. I mean, it suits them, makes them happy. But the thing is through my research, I have found that if you go all the way back to Zoroastrianism, their God, which is based on monotheism, was Ahura Mazda, who pretty much created this prison for human beings. But I like to go beyond that and go straight to the Anunnaki. It was the Anunnaki that did it. And if you are new to that, it's good to read a book by Zechariah Sitchin called The 12th Planet. I haven't read it yet myself. I've read his other works, though. But I need to read it myself. So I'm going to do that with you guys. Maybe we can do it together. We'll read it together and then we can talk about it on the podcast. It's very interesting. I mean, if you don't have time to read, not a problem. Just get on YouTube and look it up. Anunnaki, Billy Carson. I just type in Billy Carson, Anunnaki, and you're just going to get a flood of freaking knowledge and information. He's really an awesome dude. He's traveled all over the world. He's gone to Mexico. He's gone to Egypt, just like me. He's very well-rounded. He has beautiful kids too. And he has a lot. He has so much knowledge, this guy. So being able to sync all of that knowledge along with operating on the private side, this is what the show's about. You know, for those of you that are like, hey, I need to take my power back. I'm tired of being a freaking slave because the Anunnaki did this to me. What can I do to get out of it? Well, shit, we have some remedies. We have some ideas what you can do. You know, magical remedies and also paperwork remedies. There you have it. That's what Moving Beyond the Matrix is. So I'm just like trying to put everything together in one little, you know, hey, in a cauldron, right? One little cauldron. But, you know, I get people that are like, oh, But you're Satanist now. You're a Saint. No, I'm not a Satanist. I'm just letting you guys know. I am a philosopher more than anything. I align with a lot of satanic or Satanist principles, which is all about freedom from religion, not having to pray to something above me, not being a slave, loving my humanity, being a human and loving being human, that type of stuff. That's Satanism. But I'm not into like what they're into is more like indulgence. Like they're just, oh, and just indulge in everything. And that's not me, you know? But I respect everybody, no matter what religion you are, but I do not consider myself a Satanist. I consider myself more of a magician more than anything. If you want to call me a witch, magician, black magician, hey, it's all good. But I align mainly with the Luciferian principles in philosophy, which in Luciferianism came from the Greek traditions. It came from Greek mythology. It goes all the way back to Greece, metaphysics, philosophy. It's all philosophy. So really, I'm not religious. I don't believe in any religion. I am just a philosopher. And I would claim myself as being a pagan philosopher because it goes beyond Christianity. So pagan philosopher, there you have it. But I do not like to categorize myself, say, oh, I'm a Satanist, I'm a this, I'm a that. No, just philosopher. Pagan philosopher, I can say that in a happy way. And it's because, you know, many beautiful cultures were pagan. Many beautiful cultures of Italy, Greece, Mexico, Inca, you know, the Incas, I mean, all over the world, the Asians, they had their beautiful, beautiful cultures. And they're considered pagan because they don't believe in Yahweh. Okay. And with their beautiful pagan cultures came their beautiful music, came their beautiful wisdom, their beautiful cultures, their beautiful food. I'm sure, you know, the knowledge and wisdom that goes along with it. I mean, the great philosophers that go all the way back to Greece, amazing philosophers. I love the Stoics, philosophers, and Hypatia. You know, I learned a lot about her. I love her. The fact she was a Neoplatonist. Many of the philosophers back then were Neoplatonists, and basically they believed that that God is just in everything. It's a very pantheist type of belief system. You know, and that's what I believe. I don't believe God is a man walking around with a staff or a woman walking around, you know. I believe that God or the all is in everything. It's in your plants. It's in your grass. It's in your kitty cats that you have, your dogs, the people around you. It's a force. It's this energy force. It is not a human. It is not a form. It just is. And that's what Neoplatonism is. So that's pretty much my belief. Like I'm in alignment with that belief anyway. Really. I would have gotten along with the philosophers back in Greece. Definitely. I would have really had a good time. So it's just bringing a lot of that illumination from that time, that beautiful time, you know, when people were kind of free to be themselves, they're free to be artistic, they're free to be express themselves through music, song, love, you know, beautiful times. And, you know, that's what I want more than anything. I would love for those times to come back. To me, if a genie were to come to me and say, hey, what do you wish for? You got three wishes. That would be one of my first wishes. My first wish would be for everything to go back to that time, like the times of the Greeks or even way before that, you know, my husband talks about Tartaria, you know, the lost civilizations of Atlantis, you know, going all the way back to Tartaria when people were just living in harmony and they were magicians. They knew it. They were magical. They're psychic. They can move things with their mind. You know, I mean, to me, that would be the best freaking wish ever. I think all of us would agree with that. The second wish would be like, man, I would love to just erase what happened with my ex-husband and just, you know, not get married, wait for my husband here now, my English husband, because unfortunately I didn't meet my English husband until I was 38 years old. It's like, damn, I would have to wait that long for him, my gosh, before I actually traveled out of the United States or in Mexico. I went to England for the first time and I went to meet him. It was crazy. It was awesome. But, Yeah, I would be like the genie. I'd tell him, you know what? I would love to redo that part of my life and never have my heart broken like that again, for my kids. My first two. That was the most devastating experience that I've ever had in my life. To not hear from your kids for years. It was horrible. Horrible. I would change that in a heartbeat. I would change that, but then there's the question, where would you be and where would I be? Well, knowing what I know now, I mean, who knows? Maybe things would be a little different, but it's painful. It's just painful that we have to go through these experiences in order for us to grow, right? We have to really get our asses kicked to the curb in order for us to grow. But anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you so much for being here live. And I'm just letting you guys know, there's some issues, techie issues on freedomizerradio.com. Okay. I love Dave very much. I love the family on Freedomizer Radio. I have nothing but wonderful things to say about them, but they're having problems with Blog Talk Radio right now. Major, major issues. And I think it just doesn't sound very good. When you're talking, it sounds too muffled. And I think what it is we're moving into a new age where everything's on the computer. Podbean, I sound a lot better for you all. Getting on Podbean, StreamYard. So they're going to try to find some other alternatives where people can call in live. And because the system's kicking them off, like they're not able to get on. I was able to get on yesterday. I'm grateful I did. But there could be a chance, if I do a show on Sunday, I'm supposed to have my friend William on there, and Zep, my two black magician friends. And if that happens, then it's like, well, we're just going to come on to Podbean. That's what we're going to have to do. We're just going to get on Podbean live and just have our talk. And then I'm just going to have to upload the show on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, it's kind of a pain in the ass. So, I want to be able to do lives as much as I possibly can every week for you. This is my passion. I love to do podcasts. I love to talk. I love to share knowledge, but I need time for my writing as well because I'm working on a really cool book, a really awesome magical book. But, I like to be able to do live shows every week, get some guests on. If you like to be a guest on our show, if you've had a paranormal experience, if you've had experience using a specific remedy in the secure creditor world, if you've had any strange encounters with some UFO or ghosts or anything, if you're a magician, if you're a shaman, if you're a healer, if you're a psychic or whatever, definitely would love to have you as a guest on our show. And then you can plug in your information and everything, share it with the world. I mean, that's what we're about. We're all about moving beyond the matrix, being illuminated, and sharing our knowledge with everyone and hearing what other people have to say. What our guests have to say. Okay. So if you're interested, just let me know. You can contact me at Druanna, Druanna at pm.me or at protonmail.com. Okay. Druanna at protonmail.com. Contact me. Let me know. Give me a little summary about your experiences and let's do a show together. I would love to have you on. Okay. All right, everyone. Much love and light and darkness. And the next show is going to be tomorrow. I'm going to do a live show tomorrow with a remote viewer. He's a veteran from Iraq and he is a remote, was a remote viewer or he was used for remote viewing purposes. And we're going to be on the show tomorrow at 7 p.m. Mexico City time. Okay. So put that on your computer or your notes or whatever. And just come on in at 7 p.m. Mexico City time live. Tomorrow, Friday, and what's the date here? Let me check my calendar. I'm like really bad with dates. Okay, tomorrow will be the 19th. So April 19th, Friday, 7 p.m. Mexico City time. I love to see you there. And you know what? And we'll have callers that want to call in. And if you have any questions for our guest. Okay, I